The Membership Podcast with Claire Mitchell.
Well, would you like to introduce yourself and tell us what your business does?
That's a great question. Well, I'm Lamo in my work, Lamo Lotcha, and my business for the last, well, since I've known you, so maybe 13 years, has been a platform that I've shared my spiritual journeying, really. And that journeying has been centered on exploring our mother line, so healing our mother-daughter relationships, shadow work, so feminine embodied shadow work. And the whole work, the thing that started all of this is a body of work that I've been birthing for the last 13 years called Mother Quest, which arrived in a year of visions back in 2012. And I've been teaching and learning and embodying that work since then. So the platform has been my way of doing two things. One, stay at home with my kids while I raise them and walk to a spiritual path of motherhood, try to work out what that was. And it afforded me to be able to do my creative life and earn money while I was doing it. So that's what my business has been up until now. And now I'm going through a big change around. So I actually don't know how to answer your question as well as I know I should know by now, but I'm going through a big change because I'm not learning it anymore. I'm ready to teach it. So I'm changing shape. But at the moment, up until now, I've had, I think, around 9 different memberships and different courses that I've run as memberships, and my work has been serving women in midlife and then eventually became their partners as well, men in midlife wanting to walk a deeply rich, authentic and autonomous journey as parents and people contributing to their world. So my spirituality is about real life and supporting them to live meaningfully and rich while they're doing it. So that's what it is. And at the moment, it's called Her Wisdom Circle. So,
Her Wisdom Circle. And so, whereabouts are you based, Lamo?
I'm now in the Gold Coast of Queensland in Australia. So,
but you're working with women from all over the world, I'm guessing?
Yes, online I am. Yeah. So, my community, I've done, but that's the interesting thing about having a membership community is, through your encouragement, I wouldn't have done it if I hadn't found you back in, what, 2013. I've grown my work online while I've been predominantly supporting women in my local community. And now I'm ready to expand my online work so it's more international, because my work is kind of niche and I feel that the people that are looking for me are around the world. They're all over the place. So,
yeah.
And online work gives us that incredible opportunity to reach the people who are looking specifically for something that I could offer. So,
and it does. We're so fortunate to have the internet. You know, it's really helping us expand our reach, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I didn't actually find anybody back then who was offering what you were offering. There were women in America. There were women. You were like this rare little jewel in the UK, but not very many people in Australia, or if they were, they were following American models and I didn't really relate to that. So, yeah, you've modelled to me this inspiration that it's actually possible. So,
well, I'm glad you found me, because we've known each other a long time.
Thank you.
Hello. So why did you start Her Wisdom Circle, your membership?
Well, this iteration, because I wanted to have a platform that could hold all of my different courses. My business that I've run for the last 10 years called Ministry of She, I set up to hold my counselling practice. So I'm a body-based psychotherapist and holistic counsellor and family constellations practitioner. So that's my official training. I'm grown with technology over the last 10 years. Once upon a time, there was just, you had a website and you had email memberships. And that's how I put things together, put courses onto PDFs and sent them out there. And then as technology grew, I opened a I think you've been going further down in these questions, but I opened a membership, a MemberPress membership, because the technology would become available. And then I had a series of different like memberships for each course that I ran periodically and then would invite people back in. And I used to work with the model that, which was everybody's suggested, that you buy the course and then you've got it for a lifetime. And I realized that that actually doesn't work for me and how I work, because I'm constantly evolving. If somebody bought something, then they get that version of me, not the wisdom that I'm continually growing. So in the last 2 years, I've systematically shut down my membership press websites and rolled everything into the platform called Circle. And it's beautiful. It's lovely. And I've just pulled everything in there. So all of the different courses that make me come alive, the different ways that I serve my community, the different things that I've wanted to offer my community, the things that they've asked for. And now I've got it all in one place. So so this version of her Wisdom Circle is a platform that can actually hold all of the bodies of work that I've been creating over the last 15, 20 years, really. So
that's a really interesting perspective, actually. The fact that, you know, when somebody buys a course, then that's it. That's the version that they get. But what you're doing is making it very present and current, so that your membership lets them stay with you as you evolve.
Yeah. Having a membership and actually realizing that this has been like an, for want of better language, it's been like an online temple, not that I'm belonging to a cult or asking people to sign up for my version of anything. If anything, it's my just my offering. But that's what having memberships has actually enabled me to be, is to be able to offer something that people, particularly the women who have found me, have been looking for but can come in and rest in. And Circle, like I imagine other platforms do now, it's like having an app on my phone. It's an app on your phone. So all of my meditations, all of my videos, all my library of content, they've got now to touch a tick of a button if they choose to join it. And that's a lovely thing to have. And then if they want to have me live and me giving them one-on-one work or catching up with what I'm up to, then they can come back and experience those teachings and I get paid for it. So it means that I'm not a spiritual woman. Yeah.
Yeah. And there are lots of those out there, sadly, but you are using your gift to help others, and that deserves reward. You know, that deserves payment. I do think that's something that lots of spiritual women wrangle with, actually, the fact that they have this gift. So it's lovely to see you making the most of it.
Well, listen, I just need to say something with that, that, you know, this is my, particularly the teachings that I teach in Mother Quest, this is the body of work that I was just thinking, getting ready, I've done over 15,000 hours for. That's like mastery level. And it's just another area that women get to stand up and empower themselves to say, this is a deep sacred value. And if I don't have a price to it, if I don't structure myself and run that as a business, then I either need my husband to pay for me. I think you taught me that. It's like, who's actually paying for this course? If you're not receiving income from it, then someone, you know, your husband or your children or somewhere, you've got to sacrifice, they're paying for it. So yeah, that's an important thing that's stuck with me.
Excellent. So how did you launch it the first time, and what did that very first version look like?
Badly is probably the best way to answer. The very first time I started running something online, it was an email marketing. It was like Facebook was still growing. Everything was brand new. And through word of mouth, really, from people that I knew in my group, I was actually teaching in circles. I had just recently moved from Brisbane to the Gold Coast, so that's about an hour away from each other. had been living in Brisbane. So I had a circle of women that I'd been, had grown and run courses with up in Brisbane. And then I just moved down to the Gold Coast and I put the, some teaching together and I set it out as something that people, I think it was $15 a week that people could sign up, or $15 a month or something absolutely ridiculous. And they could get these ongoing emails and then PDFs that I did in Word, I think. Like, I didn't know what, how Canva hadn't even started then. So I think I hopped onto Canva when I was doing the Girls Ring business. So it was rough. It was rough.
And how many people did you get in that first membership?
Maybe 15 people. Yeah. And I ran it for, it was like 12 weeks. And then I went, oh, that's a lot of work because I was creating it. I got to the end of it. And then I sort of fell in a heap and I went, okay, now I need to get a website. And wouldn't it be interesting if I learned how to create that into a membership site? And then that's what sent me on that pathway of then growing something online. But it actually took me, I think, another 5 years before I built a proper membership site with a paid membership platform. Yeah. So I started off small and with emails.
So Lambo, what would you do differently if you were starting over again from scratch?
You know, I probably, really hard question because I don't want to fall into any form of regret because I know I did what I did and I've got to here at the fastest route possible. So it's a big what if, isn't it? But if I had the knowledge now, you know, as a 50-year-old, my mid-50s, talking to someone in my very early 40s, I would say trust myself. Like, absolutely trust yourself and don't worry about not doing it perfectly because people will grow with you. And really, that's probably what I did do. I probably would have invested in exploring more of what I needed to trust myself and trust that this was something that was going to grow exponentially. Because I've watched how the women who did that back 10 years ago, where they're positioned now. And now the online community is very different to how it was 10 years ago. So I would have said, launch, now's the time to fly. But I actually made the decision not to because my kids were really young. I was running a business, a clinic with my husband, and it was just too much. It was like so much that I had on my plate to then also do this weird little thing online. But I, in hindsight, would have gone back and gone, just do it. So, yeah, let everything else fall away. Let this one happen. But I know that now. Yeah.
So what does your membership actually include? I know you said it's on Circle, which is a platform I love too. What's in there? What do you do in there?
Okay. So I've got, at the moment, I have a platform for my shadow work, which is based around my book. I wrote a book last year. It's not here.
Called What's the Little it called?
Book. It's called The Little Book of Shadows. I'll find it. So it's 52 bad behaviors or shadows and how to find out that you're in one and then how to unpack from it. And it's fierce and feisty and doesn't beat around the bush. So it's very, it's blunt for an Australian, so it's probably blunt for, really blunt for English and Americans. It's like, there's no mucking around. So that's a book that I wrote when I took, at that stage, 11 non-stop years of teaching sacred women's work, so my mother quest work, to circles of women. I took it to a circle of midlife men. So I took all of the stuff out of the top of it, and I just took the essence of it. And I took their husband, like I had 12 men that I took through this program and nearly killed me. But while I was sitting in circle, this body of work came through and I don't know whether it was the divine mother channeling through me needing to blah a level of consciousness onto the planet, but it came through and it's fierce and it's here. So, and it really made a difference to the men because it was on the knocker. So I, for the last year, have run a weekly teaching based on those, a shadow in each book. So in the Empowered Shadows, there's a section in for my Empowered Shadows course, which has the opportunity for people to join live. I've got about 25, 30 people in that membership, and they pay weekly and they've stayed in the course. They don't all turn up live to hear me do the teaching. A lot of them watch it when it's convenient for them. So I do one teaching a week, and that's the membership. So they've got the most of the people. I would say all of the people have found it because they've found my book, and they go along because they wanted to deepen their understanding of how they can catch their bad behaviors. The tagline is to upgrade your ego into spiritual adulthood. So it's all about becoming a spiritual adult and facing these bad parts of ourselves, or well, these messy parts of ourselves, not necessarily bad, and changing them from the inside. So there's that body of work. And the great thing about Circle is that it has all the event, like it sends out weekly emails to everybody to that they can just join if they want to. That's all automated. And then once I've done the course, I just upload the video. So in about 6 weeks' time, I'll be finished. So that's going to become a membership, a library membership, so that people can pay for a subscription to that they can join. That, and that's will be connected to the book when I do promotions of the book. The other body of work that I have that I run every year that I'm running at the moment is called Fierce Grace. It's a 22-day shadow work boot camp that I was going to say boot work because it is. It came through me in 2020. It also nearly killed me. It's the printed out versions because I'm not doing it at the moment. It's 22 days of a feminine embodied shadow work where we explore the wisdom teachings that are in my mother code work, my mother quest work, and Mary Magdalene's gospel. So it also teaches people, women, some men have joined it, but it's mostly women, how to go through the steps of shadow dancing. I call it shadow dancing, which is embodied form of finding out when you're running unconscious bad behaviors and how to interrupt it. So it's a whole sequence. I teach people how to do that in there. And then we have out of the 22, we have 2 weeks where we go through the shadow work. So I've been running that every year, starting on Mary Magdalene's feast day, so 22nd of July, for the last 6 years. And that's all recorded over the years. I've recorded the teachings. There's beautiful music in there that the work's all set up for them to download. And I've had women come back every year since I've run that course and say every year that they've found something different that they've got out of it. And interestingly enough, they paid for the course. So they paid $222 at the beginning, and that's sort of gradually going up every year for new people. But also then they've come back and I've increased how much they've paid each time they've come back, because what I offer and how I teach it gets richer and deeper. So, and they pay. It's not much. And they come back, it's $100 to do the course again, but they turn up every year because they love it. So there's that course. I'm also got my suite of work for MotherQuest, which has got 4 different levels to it. And I'm running the mastery level at the moment as a monthly teaching, and I have notes and coursework and deepening questions that run with that. And that's a 13-month program. So I've got 20 women in there. Some of these women, or actually all of them, have worked with me at some stage over the last 10 years. So they've come back, but I also run different levels of this teaching, and I've got different types of courses that I've recorded and written and bodies of work, and I just have to work out at the moment how I want to run them. So that's there. I've got a mother and daughter circle work because I've raised my wild child, she's now nearly 19, So I raised my fiercely embodied child. So I've run courses on teaching mother-daughter wisdom and how to train mother and daughter wisdom. And I've also have my ancestral work in there. And I've just started, I haven't launched it yet, a light version of my ancestrality teachings, which is how to heal our mother line forwards and backwards in time. I've been teaching that for now for 10 years because I received that work the week before I got to Cali. And I've just created a light touch membership, been inspired by somebody, and where people can just jump in and they can move slowly through a lighter version of the work and not get overwhelmed. It's not like a course. It's more like a gathering around a campfire where women who are exploring their mother-daughter issues and their mother line, whether it's their genealogy or doing deep family healing work, they can rest with other women because, you know, a big part of this is that most women called to it are the outcasts in their family or the black sheep or the rebels or the one that's got the medicine but nobody else wants to hear what they've got to say. So there's usually come some form of rejection and isolation. So I'm offering a little rebellion of mother line healers for women to rest in. So I've slowly been creating that ready to go. So that's what's there at the moment.
That is vast and wildly interesting body of work. And I have so many questions, but we can't fit them on today's call. But it sounds fantastic and intriguing.
The thing that I wanted to say with that, though, you know, and this is what memberships give us as women. It gives a structure to do unique work our way without having to have a middleman shout it out to the world and compete. One of the reasons why I chose Circle is that I wanted to get off Facebook. I wanted to get away from the noise. So it's like I've created a cave that, or a sacred cave that women can retreat into and take their time to deepen and savor. And it's the same for whether we're learning painting or a craft or a specific teaching, having a platform that gives women the capacity to offer what they have in their own unique way is so empowering and so freeing. And I actually believe there are always people looking for specific types of things, and we now have the opportunity to do that. So that's what I need to say, what memberships can really give people. And it's such a gift that we've got this technology and that we can offer it. It's like delightful. It's like the magical faraway tree that we've got our own land. Just wait for the right one to turn up.
I love that. That's so true, because that's just cast me back to the magical faraway tree with our little lands rotating above the ladder. So yeah, and you're right, we do create our own land and our own communities and our own world, really, to help the people who need us. I love this so much. So can I just jump back to your book, because you said that your book is how a lot of people find you. So is that the only way that people find you, or how else do you grow your membership?
That's interesting. And I'm probably not the best person to talk about this, because this is, if there is an area that I have struggled with, it has been that about marketing. And after all this time, I'm not a millennial, but I'm grateful for millennials, because the whole discovery of human design has actually helped me understand how I operate. And I'm a projector in human design, for those who understand. And I'm not very good at churning out constant work and shouting to the rooftops. And it's been really hard for me to work out how I can work and how I can talk while I've been creating my bodies of work. And this is the change that I'm going through right now, and why I've put all of my work into one location. So how do people find me? Well, they can't, because I've been going through a metamorphosis, my menopausal metamorphosis. And what I will be doing now is speaking on YouTube. I'm going to be growing a YouTube channel, because I've realized what I'm really good at is sharing my wisdom and talking. So that feels like a really easy and beautiful and flowing way for me to start sharing what I have to offer, so that people, if they resonate with what I talk about, they can then find me and go deeper. So this has been the shift in marketing strategy, because as a projector, I just have to not, like, it's very hard to market a secret. So to sell a secret, and I've been like a secret because I've been hiding in a cave. So now I'm preparing to start sharing my wisdom, sharing snippets of it. And funnily enough, weirdly enough, that's how most women have found me. I grew my work here on the Gold Coast because a woman who had done my courses invited me to speak in a conference, and it actually opened my work here because people heard me speak, and women who just happened to find me. Instagram doesn't really work for me. I had a really great, thriving Facebook page until 2021, where Facebook suddenly shut it down and I couldn't have it any longer. It just like disappeared. So I went, okay, that's ended. And it also coincided at the time where I was feeling like I need to shut down Ministry of She. And since coming back into Facebook, funnily enough, most of the women who are now following me are not in Australia, but in the UK and Ireland. So they're in Britain. So that's really interesting for me. So I have a different flavor on Facebook. So I'm learning how to find my way. So I would say, to answer the question in a nutshell, YouTube's going to be the way that people will find me. Yeah.
Right. I want to pick on 2 points there. Because first of all, YouTube is brilliant because it gets you in front of new eyes, and it's owned by the same people that own Google. So whenever you're trying to get in front of new audiences, new people, yeah, YouTube is a really good option for you. And, you know, whenever you do a Google search, then the YouTube results are at the top. So that's a great strategy. But the other thing I want to pick up on is that you said you're a projector. I'm a generator, on the cusp of manifesting generator, and I'm married to a projector. And I think your thing is to wait for the invitation. Is that right?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. So, again, you know, it's looking at how we can, because mine is always respond. I shouldn't initiate, I should respond, which is really hard for me because I really want to initiate. But as a generator, my best work comes from when I respond. So yours is about really finding as many invitations, or accepting, yeah, or attracting as many invitations as well.
Absolutely. Like, and but people can't send me invitations if they don't know who I am. So being a hermit's not great. The thing about human design and why I have enjoyed exploring it, because it's helped me understand something that I've figured out about myself and how I can't keep generating stuff, is that I'm an investigative martyr. I'm a 1-3 projector, which means that I'm here to birth a specific type of wisdom, and I'm here to sacrifice. The martyr bit is that I'll sacrifice everything else in my life until my body of work is here. And that's actually what I did. Like, that's why I can't regret that I chose not to choose to focus on my work. I actually chose to embody my teachings. And that's where, and I've needed to have a level of congruency. It's like, I'm not going to be one of these people just sell like ideas that everybody's talking about. I'm actually have spent a year embodying each one of the wisdom teachings that I was given in that year of vision. So, and I'm just in the last 3 months of a 13-year initiation into how to walk a spiritual path through motherhood with 13 different universal wisdom codes that I received from the Divine Mother in a vision. In a year of visions, actually, these mothers, all these voices would wake me up at night and give me this body of work. So I'm finishing that now. And now that that's finished, I'm ready to start releasing it because I know that it works. I've taken hundreds of women and their families through that in real life here and online. And now I'm ready to share that body of work. So, and YouTube's a way for me, I think I'll just share, if it resonates, people resonate with what I'm teaching, then they can choose to step inside. I don't actually have to go and try and sell them something or shout out for them to see me. They can, because I actually, that's not the thing that I care about. What I care about is that they are seen, they are nourished, and that they are safely held as they explore these parts of themselves. Because shadow work done, particularly that's a big aspect of my work, looking at in an unconscious, if that's not held with love, then it can actually hurt us more than it can help us grow. So that's a big part of my work. And a lot of, I've seen also with my mother and daughter wisdom, that came because my great-grandmother walked into my bedroom the week before I gave birth to my daughter and poured a workshop of how to heal our mother-daughter lineage forwards and backwards in time. And at that stage, all I knew was the lineage of grief. My mother's lost her mother when she was 19, and my grandmother, the one, so my mother's mother, she lost her mother, who was the one that poured the dream over me, when she was 10. So we had two generations of grief, and that's all I knew, and this fractured relationship with my mum. And it took 10 years, but I have to say I have a completely soul-healed mother line. And so much of mother-daughter, the whole concept of the mother-daughter wound, because this is where the teachings are, ends with disconnection. If you can't get along, then you'd cut your mother out of your life. And as most people know who are struggling with this, that doesn't actually work, because we have a soul contract to come to a level of peace with our relationship with our mother. And so I have actually, I know I've been one of the lucky ones that my mum has done the work too, so that we actually have on a soul level. How do we know that it's healed? Because you know when you know it. We're at peace and have this beautiful mother line. I've been able to do so much deep work, and I've taken hundreds of women through that work too. So that needs to be out there now. So because it's the world's ready for it. So I don't know how we've got onto that one. So a marketing, how most people find me? Well, it's been through word of mouth or finding me talking usually, because reading stuff sounds great, but it doesn't usually take women to go deeper. And I've found that if I offer my teachings or I offer my, I've had a lot of people start to follow me through the comments that they leave on Facebook, but they see me as a wise friend, not actually as a resource that they want to draw wisdom from. And it's like there's a lot of wise women out there who we all supporting with each other, but actually everybody else is running their own little bits. They're not the people that actually looking for me to be their guide. So that's what my marketing strategy is at the moment.
Yeah. Thank you. It's exciting times on the horizon. I can just feel it. So what's been your proudest moment in your memberships so far?
I think probably it was, well, two things. This year in March, when I opened Closing the Bones, which is the power aspect of my Mother Quest work, I had 19 women come just sign up, all women who are now in their 50s, who did work this work with me over 10 years ago, 12 years ago. Some of them who I've been working with now for 19 years came back to work with me. And now I'm not living the way we're scattered around all over the place, all over Australia. And I've got some women overseas as well who have all come back to the work because it made such a difference to them at the beginning of their motherhood journey. Or when they really hit the groove of them needing to change the pattern that they found themselves in. And they've come back now as their children are leaving home and as they're transitioning out of being they're no longer menstruating, so they're no longer a birthing, bleeding woman. They're now entering into their their moon pause in their elder years, and they've come back to work with me again. So that wouldn't have happened if I hadn't offered them something right back at the beginning that made the difference. And all of them have come back to say, you've made such a difference to my life. Of course, I'm going to do this next iteration of me, evolution of me with you as well. So that's something, a beautiful thing of being able to offer continually evolving bodies of work. So that another really amazing moment was with my courses of women. A woman signed up to do a course just recently, and she said, she called it, I need to go back to church. And soon as I saw that this was running, I knew I needed to come because this is where I find me. I find me again here. And that gives her an aspect of herself. So that's something that really it makes me come alive, that I've created something and built something that then offers something unique to everyone who comes. But the theme that, and the theme that's underneath that, that this is a place where they receive deep personal nourishment and upliftment. What's something that's sacred? It's something taking the ordinary and elevating it into holiness. So that's what they find in themselves through doing my work. Oh, that's like a win. So yes. Yeah. And the other thing, for me, the great thing about putting all of my work in one place is that I can now acknowledge that even if I choose not to use, and I've actually challenged myself a lot this year because, you know, menopausal metamorphosis means also massive amounts of death, identity and desire and drive and energy and focus. That even if I don't make this my main gig anymore, it's there as an act of service, and it's successful in its own right. So that's a beautiful thing. That's a win. So what I don't have to say, I've created something that I can deeply appreciate the effort that I've done and not have to be attached to have it about my identity. If that makes sense at all.
It does. And so moving away from kind of the spiritual side, very briefly, the practical side of having a membership and the fact that you're being able to get paid while you're doing other things, can you feel a real difference when you get that, what we'll call passive income? I know it's not really passive, but have you felt that that's really helped you?
Oh my gosh, I wouldn't have been able to stay at home and raise my children if I had it the way that I have. If I hadn't had that freedom. And that's the other thing, having a membership, a place where I can create a body of work and then offer it to the world, has given me freedom. And that's one of my core values. And I actually need to have freedom more than I need to have financial freedom, ironically. And the fact that a membership offers both is even better, because the freedom to express myself, the freedom to be self-employed, the freedom to be able to set my own times and hours, the freedom to follow my own spiritual path and create my own creative path, regardless of spiritual, but it is, and offer that to the world. That level of freedom has meant having a membership has afforded me that. And that has been liberation, because it's meant that I haven't had to. Well, you know, it's really quite, like, I'll name it as it is. I haven't had to sacrifice my soul and my commitment to my children, my mothering, and the community that I'm responsible for. I haven't sacrificed it, and I haven't sacrificed me. I can now look back and go, well, I did it. I've done it. And I wouldn't have even believed that was possible if I hadn't met this crazy lady in England who just said, keep going, you can do it, you can do it. And it's true women's empowerment, because, you know, it's only been two generations that women really, it's the 1970s since we've had allowed to have our own credit cards. And the fact that I have a platform that's my self-expression that's given me the freedom to do that and raise my children. I'm so profoundly grateful.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It is awesome. And so what are your dreams and plans now for the membership or any memberships going forward?
Well, I believe that I'm now restructuring everything to be able to offer this on multiple tiers where women can access my teachings and what my teachings are, what Mother Quest is how to navigate our interior life and change our world so it's lives in congruency with our unique soul. So it teaches us how to go in and look at the places where we are not being true to ourselves. So our wounds from our childhood, where we don't love ourselves, where we compromise what's important over what's priceless in our parenting, where we're caught up in fear, where we're caught up in trauma, where we are disconnected from our body and our feminine wisdom and reclaim all of that back. And then how to do that in real life, in real time. That was my one commitment when I said yes to this body of work, that it had to be really practical, even though I'm talking about all of these things. I'm actually really practical. Actually, what does that look like in real life? Like, that's what I support women to do. And I want to start training trainers, teaching teachers, teach and taking that work around the world and actually really offering that as bodies of work. I've got my ancestrally teacher training coming. I've got and facilitated like a 3-level teaching platform, the inside circle of women who want to run their own circles or who are professionals and see that working with people, women's mother line is actually essential to their healing. So that's from kinesiologists to counselors, coaches can see that practitioners who work with families really know that they've got their clients need support so on how to heal their mother-daughter relationships and these family patterns that really keep so much of their life stuck. I've got a modality to teach them, but I've also got that with Mother Crest as well and my shadow work. So that's what I'm moving into training trainers. So that's where I'm heading.
Yeah.
And my membership has already laid the foundation of the grunt work. So I've got the capacity to keep up leveling. And now that I've got clear and I feel ready to face the world again, because that's all shifted in the last 18 months. I've been through a big change, ready to start offering that, this iteration of all the work, ready to be an elder and hold a community. So that's where I'm heading.
I cannot wait to see what comes next. So what would you say to somebody, spiritual or otherwise, who's sitting on the dream of a membership but just hasn't done it yet?
Do it. Like, do it imperfectly. Do it from the inside out. Like, trust yourself on the inside. You wouldn't be called to run a membership if you hadn't already grown a body of work. Like, trust that you can do it and put it out there. Like, I think one of the most beautiful things about the age that we're living in now is that people are craving realness. So be real, just be real. And the people who are ready to hear your message will find you. You've got something to offer. Trust yourself. Trust your freedom is what I would say to everybody. Your freedom's there. Like, take it and trust yourself to build it.
Thank you so much. This has been fascinating and took us in directions that I hadn't expected. I love it. I love it. Can you tell us where they can buy your book? Because I know you're currently just building a brand new website on Circle. So in the meantime, how can we find your book?
Well, my book's on Amazon. It's called The Little Book of Shadows by Lama Lotcha. And you can buy it anywhere around the world. It's all uploaded. And I also have, just for the book, a website called spiritualadulting.world, but it's her wisdom circle at circle.so is going to be my new website. So I'll send that to you, Claire. You'll be able to
find it. I will put all of the links in the show notes and on your blog, which is on my website, which is claire.coach/blog. But I just want to thank you so much. I'm hoping that this invitation to get you on my podcast will lead to many more invitations, because you are a lovely guest and so interesting. And I can't wait to share you with the world.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you for the opportunity. And thank you for all of the years. I've been with Claire since 2013. So, and I would never have even attempted it if I hadn't have found your little crazy little ladies and said, just trust yourself and jump. So thank you.